House in the morning. 194, the number one hit music station. Curious if you agree with this, if you are somebody that has had several different hair colors, and this is really geared towards women for sure. So as you kind of went around the rainbow and tried different hair colors, did you find you were treated differently in public depending on what hair color you were currently sporting? And did it kind of flow with what the survey said, or did you have a different experience or maybe something additional? So I would say this is fairly stereotypical what they found, but survey found that as they asked women, I've had several hair colors, how were you treated differently? They said as they were blonde, they kind of felt they were hit on, like approached by random men more often. But on the flip side of that, also kind of felt like they were treated, maybe like they're a little stupid, like less intelligent, but they did get quicker service at places. So you're maybe getting a lot of random male attention, you're maybe getting quicker service, but people are talking to you where it's like, you do know I'm not an idiot, right? Meanwhile, women, when they switched to brunette, found that they were approached maybe a little bit less, but when they were, they felt like it was more respectful. They felt more respected and were talked to like they were more intelligent. Whereas redheads, they do get mentioned. They were shocked at how often it was just part of conversation. They weren't necessarily treated differently, but they thought it was weird how often people just want to talk about the fact that they have red hair. Is that your experience?
Yeah, I would say with having my natural hair color, my red hair, your hair is always getting brought up. At bars, I've had drunk women from across the bar, I love your hair color. And people So, but then there's like nice people who compliment it. Oh, I love your hair color. My niece has the same color. And so that's nice.
If you need a support group.
No, that's not why. They always just say like, my niece has that same color and I wish I had that color. But I've dyed my hair. I've had almost every color. I would say, because I've done like crazy colors. Do you remember when Rihanna did like crazy bright red or like,
sure do.
And I had like a little purple hue to it. That I would say I did not get treated. I would say people kind of looked at me like I was dirty.
Well, I think that there's probably for sure a way society might treat you different if it's like an unnatural color,
that's
right?
What it was.
You're going to get treated maybe different. Can I expand on that? You had a different hair color and then you were like, oh man, it got me treated different. 237, it's text 35270. I will say this, and even though this is geared entirely towards women, and I do think there's a little bit of male equivalent to it in this respect. I think that you get treated better and maybe talked to with more respect as a full-on bald man than a balding man. I think there's a way you get looked at or treated when you have like super thin or like the bald patch or the horseshoe thing, the George Costanza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that gets treated as well in public or respected as much as somebody that just goes all in. And that would be my motivational speech. It's our second one today, but you should just shave your head.
Go bald?
Yeah, go bald. You definitely get a little, it's just better. I promise you'll be happy you did it.
I feel like you're just trying to get everyone to go bald with you.
I kind of am. Yeah. I'm not just the president of the company. I'm also a customer of the Just No Hair for Men company. You got yourself a way you were treated differently, got more attention depending on what hair you had. Did you feel like had on your head? Was there a difference?
Hey, I just want you to know it has nothing to do with the color of your hair if you're not flat-chested.
Okay.
What?
All right, so you think that that gets more attention than hair, maybe? Is that your point? I'm not actually sure what you're trying to say.
But, like, as someone who has changed their hair multiple times, I can tell you that that's... Stop.
I wasn't sure where the sentence was going as well.
I can tell you that you do get treated different.
237, it's text 35270. Was there a hair color that got you more attention? You're treated different? Yours is an attention thing. Which was better?
Blonde, because blondes are easy.
Okay, well, is that good, though? Do you want to be perceived that way?
Yeah, like, what kind of attention, then, were you getting?
It's not positive attention. Your experience with this, 237, it's text 35270. Playhouse. 194, the number one hit music station. Survey found that, yeah, women do feel like they're treated a little bit differently when they meet people, depending on what hair color they have. So if you've dyed it quite a bit, you maybe get treated differently. Like, oh, wow, the world looks different as a brunette or a blonde or a redhead or a... Gray hair was in for a while when people were dying at that like silver color. Your experience with that, what are we seeing, Amy Kay?
Someone said, I'm naturally a blonde and growing up, I would get like hit on. It was kind of creepy. Then as I got older, I started dyeing my hair darker. And I would say I probably don't get hit on as much. Or maybe just this dark color looks bad on me. Someone else said, when I was a brunette, I felt like I was constantly ignored. Now as a blonde, I feel like I get way more attention. And someone else said, I've actually gotten the most compliments with my hair since letting my natural gray grow out. I often get told that people are surprised that it's my natural color and they think I've been coloring it. I get that that was kind of a trend for a while, but everyone says they love how it looks.
Your experience with this, you got to treat a little bit different depending on what color your hair was, hi.
I'm naturally a dirty blonde. I was a brunette from 18 till I was 31, and then I dyed it really light blonde for my wedding. I think the brunette, just hitting the light more, it was more healthy looking hair.
Okay, so that just, it, you know, everything was fresher. It was a good fresh coat of paint like you might do on a house.
On your head.
Yeah.
Oh. Someone else said, I just dyed my hair like a deep, dark blue, and I think I'm getting way more attention with this color than any other color that I have dyed my hair with in the past.
I mean, obviously, how do you not notice deep, that?
But maybe they've had wild, dark colors before, Billie Eilish and the green hair.
Okay.
Someone else said, how do you not notice the blue hair?
I mean, I would think you would notice it, yeah.
That's why you're getting more attention. Yeah. It just hit me. Someone else said, I've had...
Marge Simpson over here.
Yeah. I've had blonde, brown, and black hair, and I really felt like I've had no difference. Someone else said, I was hit on more when I had red hair than I ever was as a natural blonde. But other than that, really no difference.
Any more of these, you had different experiences. Treated differently depending on what color your hair was at the time. 237, it's text 35270. Jax, Y94. Playhouse of the morning. Talking about how you were treated a little bit differently depending on what color your hair was at the time. This was your experience.
Okay, right now my hair is brown on top and then it fades to bleached at the bottom. I've had bleach blonde, normal blonde, brown, red, and ombre two different times. You get more attention when your hair is bleach blonde. You get more, like, respect when your hair is brown or, like, a light blonde or, like, natural.
Well, you know, that's not indifferent from... So the study found this. It was that the blondes, the new blondes, felt like maybe they were hit on a little bit more often, got quicker service, maybe were treated like they weren't as intelligent, whereas the brunettes felt like they were approached less, but very respected. And then redheads are... They get an honorable mention. And the thing that most of them said was they were surprised at how often it was like a conversation piece. Like... It was news to you that your hair is red. Like, oh, hey, you're ginger, huh? Yes.
Yeah. I feel like
that's
whenever you see, so like, that's the talking point for someone. If they have red hair, people are going to point it out.
Why? Suppose just because it's less common, maybe?
I guess 2% of the population has red hair.
Why do you know this?
I don't know. I know all the facts about redheads.
Ginger facts with Amy.
I know them.
It's a shame that we don't have a segment yet called Ginger Snap. And I don't know what happens in it, but something.
Oh, why don't we have something like that? Because I'm good for a little attitude.
Yeah, like I think it's like a hot take kind of thing, like a Ginger Snap.
Ooh, I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, there's something there. It's the start of something. Were we seeing any other people feeling like they're treated differently depending on what hair they had?
Yeah, someone said, my natural hair color, dirty blonde, but I've had bright blonde, red, dark brown, and like kind of pinkish, I would say. The only difference I noticed is I had inappropriate comments as a redhead. Someone else said, when I was blonde, I did have people treat me like I was unintelligent or kind of shallow. And that was something I never experienced when I had brown hair. And someone else said, one time I dyed my hair blue with like purple tips, and I swear I got treated if I was some terrible punk kid.
And your experience with what treatment you got depending on the hair color?
Hi, I'm a brunette, and I went blonde for a while, and I actually got approached less. And a lot of psychological studies are done, and most men actually prefer brunettes because, well, the offspring is just more viable.
Is this true? Is that a state? Like, now I have to look that up. I've never heard this before.
What is it?
Apparently, you're a healthier person and make healthier children if you're a brunette.
I don't know. Is that true?
She's... Looked at the psychological study, she said.
I said, didn't we just learn that if your hair is long, that makes it, that's what they thought?
Yeah, they were like attracted to it. They thought, it's going to be a woman that can bear some children.
Because that meant healthy hair.
Yeah. So clearly, as a bald man, this is hard for me to have a conversation about. It's tough. I don't want-